allowing individuals to alter their legal sex through a self-identification process, these legislative changes have severely undermined the integrity of female-only spaces, which are crucial for safeguarding the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. The BDMR Act, as amended, creates the potential to open the door for any male individual to gain access to spaces and services specifically intended for women and girls, including restrooms, shelters, and other intimate facilities. It is deeply disturbing that rather than acknowledging the necessity and legitimacy of female-only spaces, the government of New Zealand appears to support their dismantlement. New Zealand's failure to uphold single-sex spaces blatantly violates several international human rights instruments. These include the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, which explicitly prohibits sex-based discrimination and permits differentiated treatment when it is reasonable, objective, and serves the legitimate aims. In areas such as changing rooms, prisons, and shelters, sex-based separation is vital to safeguarding women and girls' dignity, privacy, and safety. Without these guarantees, women and girls would be effectively deprived, both directly and through self-exclusion, of spaces they need to protect and exercise their human rights. For these reasons, ADF International strongly urges New Zealand to reconsider its position on women and girls' right to single-sex spaces and take decisive action to uphold it. Thank you.
I now give the floor to Association of Iranian Jurists Defending Human Rights.
In the name of God, Mr. President, we wish to bring to the Council's urgent attention the violence against women and girls in New Zealand. Research suggests that 1 in 3 of New Zealand women have experienced physical or sexual intimate partner violence in their lifetime. When psychological abuse is